Pakistan on Wednesday ramped up cybersecurity measures to protect its capital market infrastructure institutions from potential Indian hacking attempts, ensuring the continued smooth operation of currency and capital markets. The decision was taken during a high-level meeting at the Finance Ministry focused on rapid risk assessment in light of India's unprovoked attacks on Pakistani civilians, which have further escalated regional tensions. The equity market regulator, the Securities and Exchange Commission of Pakistan, also decided to block overseas access to certain websites as a preemptive move to neutralize potential cyber threats. These actions came just hours before Finance Minister Mohammad Aurangzeb briefed UK Minister of State for South Asia Hamish Falconer on India's unprovoked and blatant aggression against Pakistan's civilian population. The Finance Minister met with Hamish Falconer, UK Minister of State for South Asia, in London on Wednesday, according to an announcement by the Finance Ministry. It added that during the meeting, the Finance Minister briefed Falconer on India's unprovoked and blatant attacks on civilian population in Pakistan and Azad Jammu and Kashmir last night, which had resulted in the deaths of 26 civilians. He reiterated Pakistan's resolve to defend its territorial sovereignty and respond to India's aggression in a befitting manner. The Finance Minister recalled that Pakistan had made multiple offers to India to join an impartial and independent investigation into the Pahalgam incident, including through the UK's good offices. India had rebuffed Pakistan's offer and committed wanton aggression against Pakistan, it added. The Finance Minister called on the international community to condemn India's actions and underscored the importance of a just solution to the Jammu and Kashmir dispute for lasting peace and stability in South Asia. The Finance Ministry stated that Minister Falconer expressed his condolences over the loss of civilian lives in the Indian attacks and hoped that tensions in South Asia would be diffused through dialogue and engagement. The Finance Ministry stated that an emergency meeting was convened to assess the current financial landscape in light of escalating regional tensions following the recent belligerent Indian aggression. The meeting was attended by the Governor of the State Bank of Pakistan, Chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission of Pakistan, SECP, Secretary Finance, and senior officials from the Finance Division. In a comprehensive and strategic discussion revolving around the situation and functioning of equity, debt, foreign currency and interbank markets, participants conducted a rapid risk assessment and evaluated the current threat perception with an emphasis on ensuring national financial stability and security, said the ministry.